A gute Woche, Rabboisai. How's everybody doing? Yishkoyach for coming. Le'ilu nishmas impi meros yirus bas Mordechai. Yisrael Halperin, who's not here now, is a granddaughter. Yeah, got engaged. And my brother made the vart in New York. So I got a few pictures. Here's one of them. This is Yisrael. This is my brother, great guy. And here's another one of Yoni Nagler. He does have a beard, it's just white, you can't see it. First of all, I remiss in not writing in the summer when I went to an in-person shir in the Five Towns. As soon as I walked in, I received a warm welcome from Mark Ashkenazi. We hadn't previously met, but he greeted me by name as we were clearly of the same MDY mishpacha. Speaking of mishpacha, I had a great schus of meeting your brother Rafal Chaim tonight, celebrating the engagement of my nephew to his niece. Please see the picture below. Have a great day. Chodesh Tov. Great Shabbos. Yoni. It's not about the daf. It's about the Yoni Nagler. Remember that guy? He's like 2 years. He's with us for at least 2 years. Staten Island. This is a picture of Romy the Bar Mitzvah boy learning the daf in Yerushalayim. He's probably back in. Here's a very interesting one from Eli Shochet. It might be too late. It might be over and done with. But he says, I'm getting ready to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, which is approximately 19,500 feet. One of the biggest challenges will be making sure to make time every day to do the daf. That's one of the biggest challenges. Unfortunately, there's no cell coverage on the mountain, so it'll be just me and my Gemara. Look what this tzaddik brought up to Mount Kilimanjaro. Look at this. The embossed Gemara. Unbelievable. With the logo. I look forward to hearing you on Daf Lamed Beis. I will miss the shir, but look forward to Lamed Beis. Okay. Forward to the achrayis of making Torah a kvius every day, no matter how challenging, especially summit day, which will be 15, 18 hours. I will miss Hashem sending pictures after getting back down. Bebirchetz Kol Tov, Iron Shasman, Eli Shochet, Toronto. Gevaldike stuff. Yes, Toronto. Yeah? He doesn't look Lubavitch. He's as much Lubavitch as I am without the beard. And now that guy in Lubavitch is going to take that and put it on a reel again. Okay, Givaldi. You know, I had a question about broomsticks. How come they have brooms in Africa? Why are they selling brooms everywhere? You know what the answer is?
A lot of witches.
It says here like this. This is from Hill Kovacs. From Hill Kovacs. Yeah, this is Hill Kovacs from Kochav Yaakov. He says that it's illegal to panhandle, to ask for money. So what they do is they pretend they're selling brooms. And you're supposed to like give them money, like a little bit extra for the broom or something like that. That's the answer. That makes a lot of sense. Every corner has a guy selling brooms. How many brooms does a guy need? Shmak to the daf and give Yosef a pay raise. Yishkoyach, everybody's so worried about Yosef. How do they know how much money he makes? It's very interesting. Thank you for reading my father's email the other day. No, it's not about that. Yeah, well, it's okay. Oh, I live in Lawrence, New York. I recently joined your share via your app. I look forward to each and every day to begin my day with your share. I really enjoy your presentation and clarity for each and every share. On a side note, I'm a professional musician. I'm the owner, singer, and band leader of Nafshenu Orchestra in New York. You guys know Nafshenu, top stuff. I've also produced all the Destiny albums, which you may have heard of. Gary, advertising. Do you have that Kiner Mitzvah thing ready to go? We got to play it now. There's a song on the album titled The Masmid that I think would be the perfect way to open your shir every morning. It's a great song. If you haven't heard the song yet and you're interested, let me know. I can email it to you. Atzlocha Rabba, Nafshenu Orchestra, Aaron Applebaum, Yishkoya. Not his song, but it's different. A global cause of Torah unity. Good morning, Rabboisai. Jeremy Lossman, Shalom Aleichem on Zoom. If you would have came on time, we could have played it before this year. Oh.
globe, so many homes, so many people. Some Jews from many schools and shuls and shtibos, coming together to learn Torah every morning. Each day and drawing closer to Hashem. In every zav and Torah, in every zav and Torah, MDY is a family.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back, Moti. Do we have time for more? There's no time limit, right? Adam Gergir, last one. Prove people come to you for bar mitzvah. What? Oh, no. You're really a Rebbe, it says. Subject, you're really a Rebbe. Proof, people come to you for bar mitzvah. P.S. Who picks your clothes? You're by far the best dressed magachir. P.P.S. Who's your barber? You're immaculate. P.P.P.S. People always give you money. P.P.P. Ayalavai. People always send you kvitlach. P.P.P.P.S. I ran away. Okay, fine. No more emails from you, buddy. All right, Rabbi Sai, here we go. Oh, yeah, I forgot to drink my water beforehand. Jewish Views this week. Check it out. It's great stuff. There's a question here. What would you answer? What is your number one thing when you're looking for a shidduch? What should be the number one midah? Is it here? It's a whole thing with pictures and things. I don't know. You know what I said? Common sense, which is not so common. Today's share, sponsored by Shmuley Ech. Not too many sponsors today. In honor of the Daf Yomi committee and the Hatzalah members who push our buses to Torah with our Magid Shir, Elinish is my dear Chaver, Mordechai Shloim, Pinchas Tuvia, Allah Vashalom, Baruch Atah Adi Noyed Elim Elchoy Elam, Shakol Nieh Bidbavoy. My dear Chaver, Mordechai Shloim, Pinchas Tuvia, Allah Vashalom, I have to say with Gishmak, Ben Avram Moshe Peretz near your Kopman. Meseches Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and their children Tila and Ruvain, Lili Nishmas Bela Tzipari Bas Reb Ruvain, and for a Shidduch for Tila Sara Bas Esther Leah. The Parnas HaChoydesh is another one, Yoili from Lakewood, Lili Nishmas Doiv Pinchas Ben Moshe, Lili Nishmas Ruchama Chaya Fruman Bas Doiv Pinchas, Lili Nishmas Yechiel Shraga Ben Avram Alevi, or if it takes too much time, just say Lili Nishmas his father, sister, and Shver. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Parents of the month, Richard Klein, my mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. I like that one. Richard Klein, my mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. Mo Landy, in honor of my Rebbe, whose birthday is Rish Chodesh Kislev, and who lights up the life of Jews all over the world. Who's that, me? No, I'm not Rish Chodesh Kislev. Who's his Rebbe? I'm not telling you. It says my Rebbe. Sheldon Gross, in honor of a longtime Hatzalah member, F-170, Joseph Goldberg, happy birthday. All right. Rabbosai, here we go. We're on, today's Daf Chof Ches. We're on the back of Chof Zayin on Beis. Do we know where we're holding anybody? Oh. V'kam Shir Tkiyo, we said that. K'dei Sheyechzenu B'yodo V'yireh L'kan L'kan. That we just said, and we have actually a shofar, another one that we didn't have until now. This is the smallest shofar, halachically, and if you hold it like this, you can see it from both sides. Great. We might be talking about that in a bit. Now, that's what we're holding. Haya koiloi, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. Haya koiloi, the sound of the shofar, dark, very thin, oyava, very thick, oitzara, a little rough around the edges, kosher. And this is a major yisoid. Shekol hakoylois sheirin bashoifer. Any sound that comes out. So sometimes you hear this weird sounding sound coming out of the shoifer, it's kosher. So the Belzer Chassid and Koyl told me that the Friedrich Belzer Rebbe used to blow something like this, which probably is not kosher. And the Ger Rebbe said a joke. He said, it says in the Pasuk, it said, we say, kol Ubashoifer Godol Yitoka, we call Dmama Daka Yishama. So the way he read it is Ubashoifer Godol. The Godol blew. Called Dmama Daka Yishama was very, very thin. So kids, even if it's very subtle, it's still, I guess a foo is not a sound. but some sort of sound that comes out of it is kosher. Shochel avoid Shmuel kedachai v'takaboy yotza. If you take a shofar, you drill a hole in it, you yotza. Pshita. I mean, how else can you blow a shofar? These shofars come with bony material inside. Kulinami migdach katchulu. That's the only way to make a shofar is by drilling it out. Amar avashi shekadachai bezrach rusai. So here we have a beautiful shofar that's not ready. As you see, this is not cut off yet. This right over here is the bony material that's inside the shofar, and this is called zach rusai. So the way they do it is they drill it out and they take this out. So what he did was, he left it inside, the bony material's inside, and he drilled right through the bony material, and he got here, and then he blew. Is that kosher or not? So let's think about it for a second. If a guy took this out, just like this, oh, great example. If a guy drills this and blows this, kosher or not kosher? Rabbi, what do you think? Not kosher. It's not kosher. This is the part that you have to blow with, the outside part. This is bone. This is not a shofar. So if he leaves it in and he blows right through it, kosher or not kosher? So that's the chiddush. It is kosher. If it's out of the shofar, it's not kosher. But since it's inside, it's kosher. You hear it? Now you understand the chiddush. Mal, the same min b'minoi chaitzetz. Al thinks since it's the same min, it should ruin it. Kamash malon, it's okay. Hatekel techa boil techa dus. If somebody blows into a pit, some sort of pit. Omer avuna lo yishanu elo lo yisana oindim asfas habar. Aval oisana oindim babar yotzu. Who's not yotza? The guys outside of the pit, because by the time they hear the sound, they're hearing an echo, they're not hearing the call shofar. But the guy standing inside the pit, he's yotza. Why? Because he hears the actual sound before it becomes an echo. Tainam hachi, we learned that the kele techa bar techa dus yotza, but na'an lo yotza. So the Gemara has a contradiction. On the one hand, it says Yatzah, but we learned in the Mishnah, Lo Yatzah, our Mishnah. You have to say that there's a difference. The difference is the guy inside the pit is Yatzah, the guy outside of the pit is not Yatzah. Some say the exact same thing, but it starts off as a question. I have a contradiction. On the one hand, it says that blowing into a pit, you're not Yatzah. On the other hand, it says you are Yatzah. And then we're just going to say the answer. Our Mishnah says, you're not Yotza. Oh, what about the Bryce that says Yotza? Rather than it being a Raya, it was a question and we were forced into an answer. Omer Abba. Now, Tapadav Chavches Koyach. Shoma mixas tkiyo babar. U mixas tkiyo asfas abar Yotza. What's going on? He is standing outside of a pit. Here. He's this guy. He's standing outside of the pit. And his friend is inside the pit, inside the barrel. And his friend starts blowing a shofar. And then he starts coming up. And as he's blowing the shofar, he comes out of the pit. Yotza or not yotza? Now, if he's completely inside the pit, not yotza. We just said, this guy cannot be yotze from a shofar inside a pit or a barrel. Why? Because he's hearing, why are there so many guys standing in the back? What's going on here? No seats?
In the extension.
Gary, do you have a picture of the back of the room? What's going on here?
The first time. Maybe such a
day. It's not the first time. Six since we left for Corona. No, this camera, that one. Okay. Where's Yeshua? He left already? Left everybody standing. He went to get chairs? For real? You like that. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Yeshua, we need chairs. There's four guys standing. Five guys standing. It's fine. If somebody was in charge and knew how to get chairs, to get sponsors, it's just chairs. Plenty of chairs. Wow. Okay. If this guy is in the pit blowing a shofar, garnished. But as he's blowing the shofar, is that what happened there? Okay, no. He's standing outside, yes. This guy is standing outside. His friend is in the pit. Says the Gemara, Shama mixes tkiya, babar mixes tkiya, asfasa bar yotza. Mixas tkiya, koidim shiala amuda shachar. Umixas tkiya lachashiyala amura shachar loy yotza. So we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, Yoim trua yelochem. In other words, the trua, the tkiya has to be during the daytime. That's in the pasuk. So if you're before daytime, whenever that is, amura shachar, sometime before day, and you heard a little bit of the tkiya before daybreak, and then a little bit after, lo yotza. Omer le'abaya. That's a bad question. What is the difference between daybreak and this case? At the end of the day, daybreak, half the tkiya, 10 seconds of the tkiya was before daybreak, 10 after. You say that what? No good. This case you say, good. Why? Half the tkiya was in a barrel, and half the tkiya is out of the barrel. Good. Why is that good? Why is it different? Half the tkiya in the barrel should be like before daybreak. Half the tkiya out of the barrel like after daybreak. What is the difference, Asabai? Says Gemara, great answer. Okay, Ashta, awesome. Laila, lazman chiyuvu klau. When you blow a shofar before daybreak, you get zero mitzvah. There's no, you're not supposed to blow the shofar before daybreak. Hachabar, mokim chiyuvu, loisan arnu abar. You're right that the guy outside of the pit is not yoitza, but the guy inside the barrel was yoitza. So it's a kosher tkiya from beginning to end. Great answer. Lememra, the sova, rabo, shama soif tkiya, beloy tkiya tkiya, yotza. We had this yesterday. So it comes out, what if you hear the end of the tkiya, this case? What happened? This guy heard half the tkiya, because half the tkiya, he was in the barrel. Only the half of tkiya, he came out of the barrel and he's yotza. So what do you see? You don't have to hear the entire thing. As long as you hear enough of the tkiya, sheer tkiya, the last part of the tkiya, yoytza. Umemeilam, from that I can infer, we did this already yesterday. Tchilas tkiya, b'loy sov tkiya, yasa. Was it the same thing? I think. Maybe it was reversed. I don't remember anymore. Umemeilam, tkiya, b'loy sov tkiya, yasa. It comes out. Well, if the tail end of the tkiya is enough, so the beginning part of the tkiya is enough, and if you leave, you go to the bathroom and move a tkiya, yoytza. Tashma, and we're going to go, we did this as well. Only today I did a little chart because I thought maybe the guys lost me. It's very, very posh. Here you got Malchuyos and Zechroinos. Midaraisa, all you have to do is one tkiya and a trua. Two, you do a long one, two, and then two, 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 do whatever you want to do, and then two. And then you go into Zechroinos. Again, do the same thing. Repeat. Very, very short. All the tkiyas takes 25 seconds. Tkiya, two, 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 tkiya. What this guy did was, he did tkiya, trua, and then he did one very long one. It wasn't enough that this is all he has to do, and then 1,000 years later, we have to stay in shul for an extra hour. That he didn't care about. He was selfish, and he wanted to be yaitza, one long tkiya, for the end of Malchuyos and the beginning of Zechroinos. Yeah, it's better now? Same. That was Pasha yesterday also. Okay. Taka Barishaina, he did a long tkiya all the way at the end of the tkiya of Machuyas. Umashar Bashnia Kishtaim. And he did it all the way. It was like equal to two tkiyas. And Biyada Yalachas. All his yaitza is Machuyas. He's not yaitza Zechroinas. Vamai Tisalek Levitarte. According to you, that it's enough to listen to the beginning. According to you, that's also enough to listen to the end. So here you have a beginning and an end. Chop it in half. Give this part to Machuyas. Give this part to Zechroinus. And it's Yaitza to Tkiyas. What's the answer? Pasuki Tekito Ma'adadi Loi Paskino. You can't chop a Tkiyah into two. If you only heard a half, so Yaitza half. It doesn't matter which half. The beginning, the end, great. However, Mr. Federer, are you coming tomorrow morning? You know, come here. I need to talk to you. Get over here a second. This is... Yeah, some people work. I know. But boy, side, this is Mr. Fetter. This man made me cry on Wednesday. Made me cry. You know why? Somebody came over to me in Middle Shachers and said, Mr. Fetter works really, really hard. I see him. He's in the local supermarket. He works behind the counter by the butcher shop, right? And Mr. Fetter donated $250 worth of Gemaras. I couldn't believe it. When somebody told me that, I started crying. Man. Unbelievable. Thank you very much, Mr. Fetter. Go ahead. Okay. So, where are we holding? I have no idea where we're holding. I saw Mr. Fetter, I got all confused. I deserve it. There's a guy gave a drasha on Friday night in Shul, and he's like, there's a Chashev Rav that lived 50 years ago. I forgot his name. Okay, I'll come. He says in Yiddish, he'll come to me, I'll remember soon. And I started doing the cheshbon that there's only like three major rabbonim he's probably talking about. The Chazanish, the Brisker Rav, and the Chabin Rav. And it couldn't be, the story he said, I never heard about the Chazanish and the Brisker Rav. So like 3 minutes later, he's on to the next Vart, and I go, the Chabin Rav. He's like, yeah, the Chabin Rav, exactly. And then he's like, oy vey, I forgot where I am in my speech. I had no idea who it was. So somebody had to like get him back into it. So I deserve it. Okay. What? That's exactly what happened. Maisa Shaya. I felt, no, because he's setting Yiddish. He's going to come back to me and I'm going to say it. So I wanted to remind him. Okay. So now we're trying to prove this idea. The what? A guy... All these are very familiar things. We already said it a number of times. A guy blows a shofar in a pit. It depends. If he hears the actual sound of the shofar, he's yoitza. If he hears the echo, he's not yoitza. V'amai, lebek b'tchilas tkiya, mikamei de'la'arev kol. According to you, that you can just take any part of the tkiya you want, the beginning be yoitza, the end be yoitza. So when you hear an echo, but right before you hear the echo, you hear a nice part of it. The kosher part. Why is that not enough? Kikom rabo bitakev oilel nafshei. Oh, we got a picture of this also. Says the Gemara, you're right. We're not talking about this case, that this guy in the barrel blowing and he's coming out and you on top of the barrel are yoytze. We're talking about something else completely. Yishkoyach Yeshua of the cheers. We're talking about the guy himself is in the barrel. And the guy is blowing the shofar as he's coming out of the barrel. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So what's the big chiddush? I mean, of course he's yoitza. When he's in the barrel, if a guy blows a shofar for himself in the barrel, he's yoitza shem aleichem. He's yoitza or not yoitza? He's yoitza. If he's outside of the barrel and he blows a shofar, of course he's yoitza. So what's the big problem? When he's in the barrel, he's yoitza, and as he comes out, he's yoitza. So what's the chiddush? Oh, we said only a guy outside of the barrel is not yoitza. The guy inside the barrel hears the real sound. Not, so what's the chiddush? Mal the same as him in the mapik reshe v'akati shofar babar. You hear the Gemara? If you want, look at this picture, you can understand the kasha. When he comes out of the bar, maybe the shofar is still in the pit or in the barrel in his ears. Look at these ears, gevaldik. His ears are slightly above, maybe. So maybe he's hearing something that's not 100% kosher. Maybe the shofar is still in the barrel. Kamashmal, it's not a problem. Kamashmal, look. Omar Rav Yehuda. B'shofar shaloyla lo yitka. A guy has a carbon oyla. And before he shechs the oyla, he chops off the horn and he blows. Now oyla is kachim kachim. It's the highest level of Kedusha, of a carbon. Now, if he shechted the carbon and they took care of everything, so who owns the shofar? Not the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim own it. They own the hide. And so we're not talking about that. We're talking about prior to the Shechita, he chopped off the horn fell off, whatever happened. Now he has a live oila and a horn. Do not use it. Vimtaka yatza. However, if he does use it, he's yoitza. The Gemara will explain. B'shoifesh shlamim lo yitka. Shlamim is kachik kalim. It's a lesser degree of gedusha. You shouldn't blow. V'imtaka lo yatza. And if you did, go ahead and you're take, you're not yoitza. My taima. Oila bas mi'ilohi. So it's really counterintuitive. It's very tricky. Not tricky. It's very simple, but counterintuitive. Since it's usur to use the shofar, when you use it, it pops out of hegdish. It's no longer hegdish. And if it's no longer hegdish, yoytza the tkiya. But when it comes to kachikalim, just by using it, you don't take it out of kedusha. Emet meila, it's okay. It's also you're not yoitza. Yeah, nachamal. You guys are all. Gershon is playing games over there, and everybody's. Don't wave. This is not. I told you, it's not a Bulls game here. What are you waving? Did you say wave? I'm telling this kid. I tell this kid, do me a favor. When the camera goes on, you don't jump up like this. A second later, you're doing. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to Yeshua. Do not wave. Actually, when the camera goes on, you just go like this. Pretend like the guys around the world are watching you. And you're like, you're a bunch of nuts here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Okay. Zakti Gemara, do not use that as the click here. Yosef's writing down. Ellie made a crazy face, and that's going to be the title of the video. Zakti Gemara. Okay. Nachamo. Oila, since it's aser midoraisa for me to use this, and if I use it, I have to pay the Beis HaMikdash a fifth, and I have to bring a carbon. It's a whole balagan. But if I use it, it's no longer Kaddish. I'm able to remove it from Hegdish. Yeah, I have to pay a fine and everything, but it's no longer Hegdish. And since it's no longer Hegdish and I blow the Shofar, now I'm Yaitza. But Shlamim, it's counterintuitive. Since it doesn't come out, it's lesser of a Chumrah. It's less of a Chumrah, so it doesn't come out of Hegdish. And therefore, if I blow the Shofar, I'm blowing a Shofar of Hegdish, and I'm not Yaitza. Yeah? Eli, you can repeat that? No, okay. So then I have to repeat it. You got it? For real? I'm not going to make you repeat it. Zog di Gemara. Kivin dema bo nafkilo l'chulin shlamim. Inside, shlamim. The lab b'nei mi'ilaninu. You're not over. It doesn't. You're not over mi'ila. Isuru d'rochev bohu. You have a little bit of isur, but it's not isur mi'ila. V'le nafki l'chulin. And since it's not mi'ila, it doesn't go out to chulin. And if it doesn't go out to chulin, you're not yaita. It's still the shofar of... Now what's the problem if you have a shofar of Hegdash? It's a mitzvah, baba avera. I'm doing a mitzvah through an avera. Maskula Rava, Ema Small, great question. Ask Rava, wait a minute, what happened? Ema Small, Lebasa de Taka. Kikotaka, Bisur Taka. What happened there? When I blow, I go boo. Then I'm over Isser, and then it becomes Chulin. It's already too late. When I blew the shofar, I went boo. I already. At that point, no, come on. When does it become mine? After I blow, but it's already too late. You want to say that the tkiah I did on this shofar was a good tkiah because it was my shofar because I stole it from Hegdish, so to speak. But I only stole it from Hegdish after I blew, and by that time it's too late. Ela marava echad zev echad zel yotza. Says Rava, no, you're not yotza not if you blow from an oila and not if you use the shlamin. Hadamar echad zev veechad zel yotza. Says Rava, the famous concept that Rava has, you are Yaitza for everything. If you use the shofar of Shlamim, you use the shofar of Ayla, we're going to see even more. Even if you use the shofar of Avodah Zarah, you're Yaitza. Why? Mitzvahs lav lehenois nitnu. Yes, you get a tremendous award from the mitzvah later on, and maybe even in this world, but not right now, not the second. And if you benefit from a mitzvah right now, you're not allowed to use it. But there's no hana from blowing a shofar. I'm just trying to be mekayim a mitzvah. That's not something that you have hana from. That's why you're yoitza, even if it's a kachi kachim and kachi kalim. And Rashi says an interesting lashon here, somewhere in the middle of the page. Dibur maska loy lehenos ninu liyisrael liyis kiyum lehem ano. And he says ela lo oil al tzavareim nitnu mitzvahs. It's called ol ha mitzvahs. You just went into the yoke of mitzvahs. It's a oil. It's a, how do you say oil in English? It's, yeah, but there's a better word. It's a burden. Burden. It's a, listen, mitzvahs are great, but it's a burden. Mitzvahs are to be a burden. That's what Rashi says. La'oil atzavareim nitnu. It's a burden on your neck, a yoke on the neck. Okay, but that was a... I just... that. By the way, the mitzvah baba avera is a ritva. It's a rishon that explains that the part before. That's in... This is Rava. This is something else. Mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvah, what are you asking? It should be a mitzvah haba ba'avero. What's that avero that you're using? English? You're not doing. There's no avero. What's that avera? Well, there is a there's an iser to use something of hegdish, even to lean on it, even to this. Okay. No, there's no anot. The mitzvah is not anot. Not what happens afterwards. There's no anot. Hanot means a physical hanot. Omer Rav Yehuda. What about a shofar? Somebody worshipped this as a v'zar. V'mtaka yatza. You shouldn't use it. It's disgusting. But if you did, you yaita. B'shofar she'ir anidachas lo yitka. The shofar of a city, the entire city, or 51% of the city, worshipped by the Zara, terrible thing. They behead everybody, destroy their property. You cannot even use their property. And throughout Shas, we have this idea of ketusei mechta shiur. My time, ir anidachas, ketusei mechta shiur. Midaraisa, the shear is missing. So let's say you have a lulav from ir anidachas and has to be a certain amount of tfachim, 3 plus 1. It doesn't have, you're looking at it physically, but halachically it doesn't have the 4 tefachim. Over here with this shofar, we said you have to have a tefach. A tefach? This shofar is kosher. This is like the minimum shear right over here. If it's ir anidachas, it's missing its shear. That's it. So today when I was learning the sugya, I was very bothered by this line because based on what at least I explained yesterday, according to some Rishonim, according to the Rush, the whole point of the tefach was not so much the shear of a tefach, it was just that it should stick out on both sides of the hand. So the people shouldn't think that you're blowing into your hand. And in fact, the Rush says that if you have a very large hand, remember I went through this, very large, it has to be even bigger. So how does Ketusei Mechta Shiur, if you need a real shear of a tefach, great. But you don't need a shear of a tefach, you just need to show that you... That was my kasha. So I went to my chavrusa's house. I was much bothered through milch and all things. So I went to him. He's in the middle of eating shal shalos. Hey, here. He pulls out a Mishnah Berurah because anytime you have a big problem in pshat, it's a great idea to go to Mishnah Berurah. And sure enough, the Chavetz Chaim and Bir Halacha talks about this question. And he says, from here is a great raya, not like the Rosh, and to explain Rashi. And then he continues and explains, no, that the Rosh will explain that the shear is not a tevach. The shear is that you need enough to blow a shofar. A sound has to come out of it. And because of Ketusei Mechta Shiura, the shear doesn't exist. The whole thing doesn't exist. So you don't have even a shofar to blow in. Yes, physically you do, but halachically you don't. Halachically you have to have enough to blow, and you don't have anything to blow. That's how the Chafetz Chaim explains. And beautiful, Nichamtani, Nichamtani. It was a great shot. Okay. Zog Gemara, Omar Rava. Hamud ha'anom ha'averoi, mutal adkoi lo itkir shal mitzvah. So again, once we have this idea that mitzvah is lav lahenos, there's no benefit, there's no anah from a mitzvah. So if I cannot benefit from you, I can't drink your water, and I can't have anything to do with you, but I could still be yoytza mitzvah from you. Even though we're on very bad terms, and I swore I'm never going to have any benefit from you, this is a mitzvah, and mitzvah is lav lahenos. How about I know Miss Shofar? And what if I said, not about my friend, but I'll never in my life use this Shofar? I'm allowed to hear the tkiyah shel mitzvah from that shofar. Because again, once again, mitzvah lies lav in the sun. We know if somebody's tamei, you have to take a ezoiv and sprinkle the guy with the special paraduma water. Now, he's going to go from a person who can't eat kachim. Now he can do it right. He's tar. So he has a benefit. No. Live letters didn't know. So Mamela, he's allowed to benefit from it. His friend, the sprinkler guy, listen, not only is he sprinkling, but he becomes Tameh. Now, this guy that he's Mudar Ana is in a bad situation. He's allowed to have an awe from him. Avalebi Maisachama. But he's not allowed to do it in the summer when he's extremely hot. Because in addition to becoming tar, he also becomes, it's Kishmak. Somebody just sprayed him with hot, cold water. That part is Asur. So don't do it in the summer. If a guy says, I swear I'll never go into this river, into whatever this body of water, if he has to go to the mikvah, he's permitted to go in the winter. Because if it cools him off, there's another problem. What if they forced him to eat matzah? So now we're going to a sugya of mitzvah strichas kavana or not. Do you have to have intent when you eat, when you do perform a mitzvah? So a guy, something happened, he was forced to eat matzah, he's yaitza. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? K'foy man. Ilay ma k'foy shed Very interesting. So when you first read it, you think that a demon, a shed, came, a bad guy with like 7-8 hands and a lot of knives, and he went, and he forced. No, shed means mental illness. That's what shed means. A guy has a mental problem. It's an issue, big issue. And a guy, he's a schizophrenic, let's say, so he's 100% normal. But then all of a sudden, the Meshigas came in and told him to eat the matzah. And he had no control. He has no idea what's flying. And he's eating matzah, believe it or not. You know what that halacha is? Yotza. Vatanya, eat him cholim, eat him shoita, kshu cholim areyu kipitech l'chol dvarav, kshu shoita areyu kishoita l'chol dvarav. Gemara says, if a guy lost it, he's 100%, whatever it is, bipolar, whatever you call it, whatever you want. At that point where he's not 100, then he's not yotza the mitzvah matzah. He's not yotza. And when he comes back to himself, he has to redo it. He has to eat the matzah again. Omer Avashi, so Mimela, what's going on over here? What does it mean, kfai? He was forced. If he was forced because he had a mental problem, he's not yoitza. So why does it say he's yoitza? You know what the answer is? What we all thought. Shikfai Parsim, a non-Jew, forced him to eat the matzah. And he had zero intent. He's being forced. It was Leila Seder. A bunch of bad guys come in. Hey, Jew boy. And they start shoving matzah in his mouth and eat it. But he didn't want to be yoy to the mitzvah matzah. He was in shock. He didn't know what was going on. So nevertheless, he's yoy to. Omar Rava, Zoysi Meres, Hatukea Loshir Yoto. From here you see that if a person here, Raboisai, I need you to help me out over here. I'm going to try this out. Let's see if this works. Schwach. We got a better shofar. Okay. Anyways, a guy decided he's going to blow a shofar with the song. He's going to make a song out of it. On Rosh Hashanah. Now, I'm not saying the guy's a good guy. It's probably also what he's doing. What? Depending on the song. You're allowed to, if Yeshua is allowed to be Michal Shabbos to recruit guys to the shir, so you probably allowed to blow or play any instrument on Rosh Hashanah. No, I'm joking. There's a guy in England that's going to write now. Oh, look what he said. He's like, okay, fine. You're not allowed to. Okay, go back. You're not allowed to. England alive. Shalom Aleichem, England. So, listen to this. A guy is blowing a shofar for a song. He wants to play a song, and then, Givaldik, and then he realizes, I might as well just be Yaitza. So based on what we said, that if a guy is forced to eat matzah, he's Yaitza, even though he didn't want to be Yaitza the mitzvah, but they forced it down his throat. So if a guy plays an instrument, and it happens to be a shofar, he's also Yaitza pshita, hainu ach, it's the same idea. Ma, the same also mechoil, matzah, merachmona v'ochal. So it goes like this. Before you turn the page, you might want to peek in the bottom Rashi. Because it goes like this. Listen to this. Oh, wow. 5 minutes. 5 minutes from when you were supposed to be here. Okay. So it goes like this. On Shabbos, we know if a person does a malacha b'shoigeg, he thinks you're allowed to kill an ant. And he kills an ant, but he didn't realize it's saucer. He has to bring a carbon chatas. But what if a guy walks from home to shul, and he keeps on stepping on ants all the way to shul? I don't know if that's a great example, but it's the concept of misasik. If he's preoccupied, obviously, he doesn't have to bring a carbon every time he goes, because we would all be out of money very, very quickly. Anytime you go to shul, you kill 25 ants, times $500, do the math. So why are you potter? Because you're misasik, you had zero, you have no idea what's flying, you're preoccupied. Oh, that only applies to isurim. But guess what? When it comes to arayas and chalavim, if I eat non-kosher food by mistake, preoccupied, I didn't know what I was doing, I put it in my mouth, I'm chayev. Why? Shekein nehena. If I benefit from it, I'm chayev no matter what. So mela. Take that idea and use it on the flip side. It's just logic. If I'm over a Isra, if I have to bring a carbon because I ate a plate of chalev, Why am I chayev? Because I had ana. So on the flip side, if I ate a plate of matzah on Leil Seder, I should be yaitza. If this is a usur, then this is a mitzvah. Why? Shekein nehena. I ate the matzah. That's good. By something that gives you benefit, like achila. But not by shayfar. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Ma'azema, hasam achoy matzah marachmona ba'acha. Ablacha, zichron truoksiv, v'hai misasik ba'almu. Over here, the Torah says he should remember the trua. And he's misasik. He had zero intent to do the mitzvah. He's trying to play his kishmak to do the daf. And memela, he's not yoitza. What? No, you could have other hanas, but kishuf is for sure not hanah. Like arayas and food. We just turned to Chof Chesam Bay, sponsored by the MD White Hillen Group. Oh no, we don't say that anymore, right? What do I say? Where's Kushnud? Where's the, your dad is here? Is your dad here? Where is he? I don't see him. Where is your dad? Oh, that's not Kushnud. I'm looking at the wrong kid. That's your dad. Okay, sorry. I thought your kid is Kushnud. Sorry. You're Dolinsky? Shalom Aleichem Dolinsky. Does he look like Kushnud? Am I crazy? Kushnud. Okay. I don't know where that thing is. This is getting out of hand this year. We're going to have to speed it up. I got it. Here we go. No, it's not on here, is it? No. Sheldon Gross? No. No, I said that already. All right, so whatever. You'll just put it up there. Who is it? Tell me. Who?
Memory of Gail Rothman.
Oh, Gail Rothner. Did the turning of the daf? No. I don't think so. You sure? Yeshua is shocked. Look at him. Okay. Lili Nishmas, Ricky Rothner's wife, Gail Rothner. Okay. So comes out, the Rava holds. What is this? I'll read more. You have to push this. Turn to the daf, sponsored by Adam Vales. In memory of my mother, Gail F. Rothner, Avigail Gittelbass, Pesach B'chava Rivka, and sponsored anonymously, Zchus, for Shal Tamar Chayo Batzor, to have a refuah shlem in Bukhariv, Amen Yishkoya. Alma Kosova Rovo, Mitzvah Sainzvichus Kavana. If you could eat matzah and be yaitzah, and blow a shofar, playing a song and you yaitzah, you see that a mitzvah does not require intent. If a person, we had this in Brachas. If you're with us from Brachas, you remember this. All the way in the Sechta. If a guy was reading in the Torah, and all of a sudden it comes Shema, it says Mefurish, if you don't have Kavana, you're not Yotze Kriya Shema. My love, Kivin Liba Yotze, doesn't it mean that he had Kavana, Loi, Likrois. It means he should have Kavana to read. Likrois, Hakakari. It says a guy is reading. What do you mean he should have intent to read? He's reading. Says the Gemara, Bekari Lagia. We're talking about a Sefer, let's say, who's trying to go through a Sefer Torah and explains Rashi. He doesn't really say the words. He's Megamgem. He's just swallowing the words, like one in those shtibles. Yeah? Oh, mine. You know, one of those. It's not real reading. So, Mamela, that's okay. Tashma. So that's not okay, right? Because he has to have kavana to read. That's what the Gemara is telling you. Yeah, you should read. Say the words properly. Tashma. What about our Mishnah? He's walking by in the shul. Or his house is close by. Vishama kol shofar kol megillah. I know what time it is, but we started 15 minutes late. I understand why you're late, but I'm not going to tell the oilam. B'shama kol shofar kol megillah. Emkivin liba yotza. Vimlav lo yotza. But, okay, whatever. That's why we need a backup.
Now he's
going to
say.
Emkivin liba yotza. Vimlav lo yotza. We're doing a great job with all that. Everything is running great. Yishkoyach. Emkivin liba yotza. Vimlav lo yotza. So, when you're walking by in the shul, you have to have kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotza. My lav. What does it mean? You're walking behind the shul. Again, it seems like you have to have kavana. Rava says you don't have to have any intent. Intent is gar- Throw it out. There's no such thing as intent when it comes to mitzvahs. You don't have to have intent. You could eat matzah without intent. You could blow shayva. So how come it is when you walk behind the shul, it says you have to have intent? It says, Gemara, loy. Doesn't mean you have to have intent. The shmaya. It means you have to hear. Gary, you have that piece that I asked you to get me? Okay, get ready. It's coming up in 3 seconds. Lishmaya, Voshoma. What do you mean he has to have intent to hear? He heard a shofar. Yishkoyach, he heard it. He doesn't have to have intent to hear it. Savor, Chamor, Baalmu. It's just a donkey. I wish I had the thing here. He thought it's a donkey. What does a donkey mean? Oh, check this out. Loud. That is a donkey. That's a shofar, you hear that? That's not me. Anyways, he thought he's listening to that sound. It happens to be, it was a shofar. Are you yotz or not? So that's what it means. You have to have intent to hear the shofar. If you have intent, yes, you heard it. It's not enough that it goes into your head, into your ears. You have to know what you're listening to. Zog Yamara Aisvei. Niskaven Shimea, Veliniskaven Mashmiya. Mashmiya, Veliniskaven Shimea. If one of the two had kavana, the guy blowing or the guy listening. Mashmiya, Veliniskaven Shimea. Lo Yotza. You're not yotze. Achiskaven shemeo mashmia. You need both. The guy blowing the shofar has to have kavana to be mitzi. The guy listening has to have kavana to hear. Bishlemin skaven mashmia v'lo niskaven shemeya. If the pshat, this donkey thing is great on the listener. Kosover chamor ba'amu. It's possible he thought that it's a donkey. Elo niskaven shemeya v'lo niskaven mashmia. Hech mishkachzlo. He's blowing the shofar. How could he not have kavana? The guy hearing it, maybe he thought he's listening to a donkey. But the guy blowing it, what did he think? La b'tekeh l'shir. Isn't it the same case that we're talking about? That he was trying to play a song, and that's why he's not yoytza. And you see that if you have kavana to play a song, not like we said before. Before he said, if a guy plays its kishmak to do the daf, he's yoytza. And over here, you see that he's not yoytza. Says Gemara, no. Dilma tekom menabech nabuche. Very interesting. A guy here. He's doing this. He's doing very short koilas that you're not yoytze. He's going, like trua. I don't want to try that because I'm not good at it. And then all of a sudden, in the middle, he's doing that. And all of a sudden, by mistake, a long one came out, right? He goes, oi, oi. But it was too late because he already did a long one, and a long one is yoytze. But he didn't want to do a long one. That's the pshat. So here's a case where a guy's blowing a shofar, but he had zero kavana to do a real tkiyah that you yaitzim in the raisa. It has a certain shear. He's doing small shearim. He didn't want to do a long shear. The long shear came out by mistake. And that's the case. That's why you have to have kavana to, it should be a nice long shear. Omele Abai. Now, this sugya, I don't have a chart or anything. I didn't know how to do a chart. But I'm not saying this, you're going to understand the sugya from this, but let's just go a review of what we're about to learn here real quickly. And then when we'll see it inside, it might be a little easier. If I ask a question, what if a guy sleeps in the sukkah on the 8th day, after sukkahs is over? L'chaira, according to you, Rava, that you don't have to have any kavana to do a mitzvah, so he should be doing an avera. If he sleeps in the sukkah without intent, he should be over. So the Gemara says, no, you're not over on an extra mitzvah. Adding it, right? Because if you add another parasha to tefillin, you're over. You add another minta lulav, you're over. So if you add another day to sukkahs without intent, according to Rav, you should be over. He says, no, it's already, sukkahs is over. This rule of adding to mitzvah is only when the mitzvah exists, not when the mitzvah doesn't exist anymore. That's this. So then Gemara brings a raya from a kohen. A kohen is duchening, he's going to take his kids to school. Don't worry about it. So Kayan is duchening, he's not, and that's a brisa. The Gemara has a question from a brisa. It's very important to understand that the Gemara's question from a brisa. Kayan is duchening, he's not allowed to add another bracha. You hear? You're not allowed to add brachas, just new psukim and stuff like that. And then the Gemara brings another raya from Bchar. sprinkling the blood of a Bechara, and that's in the Mishnah. This is where it becomes a little tricky, that the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, what do you bring me a raya from Bechara? I'm just throwing this out there. I don't expect anybody to understand what I'm talking about. I'm just going through the steps so that when we see it inside, because there's a lot of extra information, we see this, these are the steps, the six steps. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua, who told you what he holds? Perhaps he holds even when it's not the Zman, not like we said over here, Achri Zman, that he's not Oiver. Maybe he argues with that concept. He holds that after the Zman, you are Oiver. Lamashal, if you sleep in the Sukkah on the eighth day, you are Oiver. So Gemara says, no, that can't be. Because then why did the Gemara bring a Raya from this case, the Kayan, which is not such a strong Raya because it's only a Braisa. The Gemara should have brought a Raya from Bechar. Okay, that's the Sugya. Let's see it inside here. According to you, that a mitzvah doesn't need kavana. So if a person sleeps in the sukkah in the eighth day, he should get malchus. Okay, so that's step two. The reason why he's not oiver, he doesn't get malchus, is because it's already past sukkahs. And you can't add to mitzvahs. Here, let me just show you this pasuk, in case you don't know this pasuk. It says in this pasuk, the entire Torah, all my mitzvahs, don't be too frum, don't add to it, and certainly don't do less. So if I tell you to wear four parashas of tefillin and your tefillin shiroish, and yeah, don't do five, and also not three. So here's the isser of adding and removing. So if I tell you to sleep in the sukkah X amount of days, you sleep in the sukkah another day, you're iver. L'chaira. No, but it's, you're not iver, says the Gemara, according to Rava, because that's past sukkahs. In past sukkahs, you're not over. Says the Gemara. Masa Rav Shem Barabo. Here. So now we're going to go to this green guy. Minayin l'kayin shayla l'duchin shalayin ma'hoyel v'nasan li tayr reshuos l'varach z'Yisrael. I say, Yivarach Hashem Yishmerach Yerashem Ponev Lech Rekunega. I say, Brocha Achaz M'shili. I'm going to add another pasuk. Kigoyin Hashem l'kei avisechem. Yosef aleichem kochem. Elf pa'amim. The whole thing. What's wrong with that? I'm just adding a nice pasuk. Tamaloyma l'yisifu ala davar. It's Issa de Raisa to add to what I told you to do. I told you to say Yivarechacha, three brachas. Fourth one is awesome. V'ha'acha, given the baruch lei, over lei zimnei. It says the kasha from a koyin on this concept over here. What are you saying? Once sukkahs is over, I can't be over by adding. There's no adding sukkahs. It's over, finished. But over here, I already said Yivarechacha, Hashem Yishmerach, Yoshem Ponev Elecha, Yisrael Hashem Ponev Elecha, Yisrael Hashem Ponev Elecha. And then I add another pasuk, but it's too late. I already finished my bracha. I already said three brachas. Over is manoi. It's like the eighth day of Sukkot. Says the Gemara, you're right. How come I skin him? But I see him. He just said Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. You hear Dani as a kohen. He said Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, and then he says Yosef Hashem Alechem Kachem Be'alel Parmen. That's the problem. But in a chanami, if you said all three psukim, his job is done. Once his job is done, you can't be over on adding. You only are over on adding when the job is not done. What time you see him? Wait a minute. There's another price that says before. See him brocha achas. No, in that price it says see him. See him brocha achas. It means they only finished one of the three brachas. Vatanya, but in another place it says see him kol brocha isab. You can't wiggle out of this. It says mafurish. He finished all three brachas. Yet he's not allowed a fourth one. So you see from here that even when he's finished his job, you're still over on bal toisif. So on sukkahs also. Even though sukkahs is over, if you sleep in the sukkah, the following day, you should be over. Shani hachak, even the loy misramele tzibur achrina, hodem mevarech, kuli yoyim zimnehu, says the Gemara, a great teret. If the kayin is hired by another shul, right? A lot of times, you don't have a kayin here in Israel. You go to another place, do me a favor, come here, just give us a duchening. Everybody wants duchening. You schlep a guy out. So his job is not finished. Yes, when he finishes three psukim, he's sort of finished for now, but his job isn't finished since he could do it again. And that's the yisoid that we're going to be discussing about. You hear? He doesn't have to, but he could. That's exactly it. If you could, and we need to see even more than that when a bechar. And how do I know this idea? And this is a braisa. And we're going to bring another raya from a mishnah. The question is why? Why don't I start out from the mishnah? It's much stronger. Here's the raya. This nan. Hanitonim benatona achas shenisorvim benitonim benatona achas. So, every carbon, you take the blood. One of the things is you receive the blood in a vessel and you bring it to the mizbeach and the kohen sprinkles it on the mizbeach. Now, some carbonos, like Bechare Meiser, he does this once, poof, one shot. But if it's an Asham and an Oila, a Toida, he does this twice, Shnaim Shimarba. He does it on the corner, like he just did here, he gets it like this, and then he goes to the kitty corner, to the opposite side, and does it again, and he gets all four walls into it. So what happens if I have a blood that's mixed up? Big machlokes. You have Bechar Meiser, Shenisar B'Minitar B'Minitar Achas. If it's mixed up with another Bechar, you know the Matan Achas. There's no Kasha Bechar. Let him do just one sprinkle and everything's great. What happens? Matan Arba B'Matan Arba? Same thing. Shlomim, Asham, Oila, Toida. By the way, Toys points out, Nachatos. Chatos. It's the same thing. Shnaim Shem Arba. But it's on a different part of the Mizbech. It's up here. It's above the red line. There's a red line in the Mizbech. Okay, not going into that. You know the B'Matan Arba. So if the blood, the same types of blood got mixed up, not a problem. Sprinkle it twice, and you're going to hit all four corners. But what happens? Here's the question. Matan arba, matan achas. But what if two types of blood? One that you only do one sprinkle. One that you do four. What do you do? Rabbi Lezov, you know the matan arba. Rabbi Shua, you know the matan achas. Rabbi Shua is of the idea. You only do one. Omalei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Batigra. Look at this pasuk. How could you do one if you have to do four? Torah says do four. Yoiv and Baltigra. So what is he going to answer him? How do you do four when you're only supposed to do one? Yoiv and Baltaisif. Which one is better? How about Baltigra? I'm not sure. Are you Yoiv and Baltaisif? We're going through all this just to get to a point. Baltaisif is only when it's one blood. But over here we have two bloods. One of the two requires four corners. So it's not a problem. Says Rabbi Shua, you should only do one. You know why? Because if you only kishlein asato avart al batigra v'lo yisi samayis v'yadecha, kishlein asato avart al batoysev v'yisi samayis v'yadecha. It's better to be like me, says Rabbi Shua. Do one sprinkle. I did it a whole line. V'yadom Rabbi Shua, no. Where? Oh, it was very similar to before. Okay. But not with another blood. Now Rabbi Yeshua says another svara. At the end of the day, what's better? It's better just to sit still. Sprinkle once. And what's the problem? I should be sprinkling four times, but I'm not doing anything with my hands. I'm sitting back. So I'm over Isser by not doing anything. But what you're telling me is, Rabbi Eliezer, you're saying you should sprinkle four times. You're doing a Maisa, you're taking action. Don't do it. Action is worse than not being active. I like my pshat better, says Rabbi Shua. Don't do anything. Okay, now here's the point. What happened? We have a mixture of blood. Yeah? In this cup, you have a little blood from a Bukhar, which requires one corner. You have a lot of blood or a little blood from a Taida, requires four corners. So what do? He sprinkled one. The Bukhar is done, finished. And now he continues and sprinkles three more. What's the big deal? According to you, that once you're done, once Sukkot is over, there's no more Isser. So once I sprinkle the blood, there's no more Isser. Continue, let him sprinkle as much as he wants. You see that your concept is off. You're wrong. Once you're done, you're still over. It says Gemara. V'achah given the avlei maton and b'chor avlei lizmaneh v'katani davar mishum bal toysev la mishum dam rinon given the ilu misram alei b'chor achrino hadoi mazim mineh. So what do you have to say? You have to say that because that whole day he could still do more b'chores. So it's not over. The day is not over for him. This kayan, if another b'chor shows up, yes, you're right, this blood is over. Inuchanam. But the idea of Bukhar, the concept of Bukhar, just like we said before by a Kayan, if somebody asks him to Dukhan again, he could do Dukhan again. So the day is not over for Dukhaning. The day is not over for Bukhar blood. Given the Yilum Israeli Bukhar Achino, Hodam Azimine, Kuliyam is Zmani. Says the Gemara, but Mimai. So what's your big raya? Dilma Kasar Rabbi Shua, Mitzis Oiver Aleim, Afilu Shloib Zmanim. Who told you to bring a raya from a Bukhar? And you're assuming that he holds that once the Zman is over, Once the Zman is over, then you're not over anymore. Once Sukkot is over, you're not. Who says that Rabbi Yeshua agrees to that idea? Who told you? Maybe Yeshua doesn't agree with that. Maybe he holds that even when Sukkot is over and you sleep in a Sukkot, you are over. Says Gemara, I'll tell you why. Hashem and Barabo, my time is Shavik Masnisin Umoisim Ibraisa. Beautiful. Why did he go and bring a ride from a Kayan Duchening when that's only in a Braisa? When he could have started out from a Bechar, which is a Mishnah, which is much stronger. Because the reason why he didn't do that is because of this idea. The reason why I didn't bring a ride directly from the Mishnah, because of this, I could slug it up and say, you know what? The reason why it's not a good raya, because Bukhar, what if another Bukhar shows up? So the day isn't over. Oh, so then you'll say the same exact thing by Duchening. What if he has to Duchen again? I skipped some words. Therefore, the whole day is the Zman, because he could keep on checking Bukharis and keep on sprinkling Bukhar. Says the Gemara, "Brayse nami, given the Mishrami Tzibur, we're almost done, Rabbi Yisai. The Mishrami Tzibur, achrina, other mevarach, kuli yom izmane. If somebody asks him to duchen again, he'll duchen." Says the Gemara of Rav Shemin, what's talking the difference? Shemin bar Abba, awesome, li sagi de lo yoyv. Hachi, boy mevarach, boy le mevarach. Says the Gemara, very simple. If another Bukhar shows up to Beis HaMikdash, this kohen must, he doesn't have a choice. He has to sprinkle the blood. Why? Because if he doesn't sprinkle the blood, he'll pass out the whole animal. That's the issur d'oraisa, to let it just sit there overnight. But if somebody walks over to you and says, Kayan, I want you to duchen for me, you can say, no, I'm busy, I don't want to. So Tosis proves from here, the bottom line, for all the Kayanim out here, Mashma Kayan, given the Allah duchen, Bamachas B'yayim, if you duchen already one time that day, you don't have to duchen again if you don't want to. Okay. Let's just finish this so we're not late tomorrow. Rabbi Amar, let's say, Liboy Kavana, Lavar Boy Kavana. So now the Gemara tries to say, to answer this question. What was the question? What happens if a guy sleeps in the sukkah the eighth day? After sukkah is over, b'chayr should be over because mitzvah is loy tzrichas kavana. And therefore, even though he didn't have kavana to be yaitz to the mitzvah of sukkah, he should be over on Baal Toysef. Says, Rava, no, you made a mistake. What I meant to say is, when you're doing a mitzvah, you're shaking a little, you're hearing shofar, you're eating matzah, you don't have to have kavana. But to do an aveira, that you have to have kavana. Why? So they explain, because everybody wants to do mitzvahs. Sometimes you don't have the right intent. What? You come to shul. You came to shul for nothing? You came to shul to daven Shemon Esrei. Happens to be, you're in space the whole time. But you want to do a mitzvah, so even if you didn't have kavana, you didn't think about what you're saying during Shema, Hashem will give you schar. But nobody wants to do an aveira. So if you didn't have kavana, you did an aveira. You're not going to get an aveira for that. You have to have kavana to do an aveira. If you don't have kavana, you're not over the aveira. What about sprinkling the blood? You don't want to be over, yet you are over according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say you can only sprinkle once? Because if you sprinkle four times, you're not trying to do an aver, you're trying to do a mitzvah. He says, no, you're over. That's why I only sprinkle once. Elom Arava, lotzis liboy kavana, laver bizmanoi loiboy kavana, shle bizmani boy kavana. In other words, very simple. So Rava takes it back. Let me just amend it a little bit, says Rava. Same thing I said before. To do a mitzvah, you don't need kavana. To do an aveira, you need kavana. But depends when. If it's bizman, the time of the mitzvah, or the time, then you don't need kavana for an aveira. But if it's shalei bizmana, like the ninth day, a day after Sukkot, then you definitely need kavana to be over an aveira. If it's bizmana and you do like sprinkling blood, when you're supposed to sprinkle blood and it's too much, you're even baltaisa, then you don't need kavana. But if it's the following day, it's after Sukkot, it's not the zman, in order to be over the avera, then you do have to have kavana. Have a wonderful week.